There was a KB300 Isuzu, white in color, which had four guys in it. They came to Carter House in Imbare, where they pumped out six bullets in the air and people dispersed. After people dispersed, they then abducted Comrade Jim Kunaka. But when they reached the police roadblock, that's when Comrade Jim Kunaka was able to disembark and he was loved by a passerby and he was then transferred to Avenue's clinic, where he's receiving treatment right now.
Is he seriously injured?
Yes, he's very seriously injured, especially his whole body. He's serious, and we are just waiting for the doctors to give us the gravity of his body. Especially his body was badly hurt, as far as my eyes can see. But the person who is able to determine at which level it is the doctor. So we are just waiting for the doctors so that they can give us the real thing happening to him.
What led to this, Mr. PM?
The problem, I think, is about power-hungry. Some young generation who wants to get into power. You know, there's no history, most of them. So they want to be very nice to our president, RGM Gary, that there are some of your big wigs that doesn't like you. They want to take over from your post. I think that's where the problem is starting, especially the former chairman for Harare, youth chairperson, Godfrey Kongwe. You know, he has been given a vote of no confidence by the youth executive of Harare. I think so. That's why he wants to have relevance, because you are saying, I'm being put on a vote of no confidence because people, you know, I like Amaim Gary. Like, as if all of us need, we don't like our Amai, you know. So they want to portray as other youth doesn't like our own mother, like themselves. So this is the problem. But at the moment, every youth who has respect on our hierarchy that we have today is being victimized. And we are all living in fear. Fear, that is what is happening now. And they are alleging of some soldiers who are coming in and saying, you don't like Amai, you don't like this, because they are being told of all these lies. So we don't know about our life. Are we safe? I don't know if I'll be going to talk again on this forum or be calling me and, yeah, I'm still alive. It's something that we all don't know, because there are lies that are coming in which are very serious. And as the people who are on top of this, they will think, oh, these young people, they want to take over our hot seat. Then we are in trouble.